Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have three fierce teammates from the Sitka Sound Slayers. I have Sin and Tomic, Ivana Gedanya, and Nitrogen Peroxide. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
These names cannot be beat. I'm ashamed I use my own name on the air.
You can change that.
I could change that, but I just feel like I'd look like a poser. Always great things happening with roller derby in town. Last time you were on Sin and Tomic doing a little bit of recruitment for the roller derby.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's going pretty well. We're picking up more people. Skates are currently in shipment for a couple new players, and hopefully this weekend they'll get them in time for our boot camp.
And the boot camp is this weekend. Maybe I'll just leave it open. Who would like to talk about that?
Oh, that's going on Saturday, May 25th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Hames Center. And it's going on again on Sunday, May 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So boot camp, that's a real popular term for, you know, sort of like intensive exercise. Is this going to be brutal or is this going to be fun?
A little bit of both.
You think?
I think this one is going to be more of a beginner boot camp. We want to just get some new people in, teach them the ropes, show them how to, I guess, do transitions and stops and
learn about that safety equipment. It's amazing how good that protects you from everything.
Yes, considering how often I fall, I can definitely
definitely
put my two thumbs up behind the importance of safety equipment and ones that fit properly. So that'll be an opportunity even for women who don't have their gear in yet to come by. I think it's, we have $5 fee for if you just want to stop in and watch for the weekend so you can kind of get a feel for what derby's about, what we as a team are doing, have a chance to try on equipment so you get the right fitting gear. And we have two people in, two of the women from the Juno Roller Girls, Jess Julie and Jean-Claude Hadam. They're both excellent skaters, so they're going to be coming in and just kind of giving us a new perspective on how we're skating. They've both been skating for years. Juno's team has been rolling for about 3 years now, 2.5, 3 years. So they'll definitely be giving great pointers for fresh meat and then for those of us who've been skating a little longer.
Yeah, those two ladies teach, I think, the fresh meat in Juno. For the boot camp, it's a $25 registration fee. You can register at the door, but keep in mind you do need to have, if you have skates, you need to have all the safety gear of the pads and the helmet and mouth guard.
Oh, and you know, the coaches have asked everybody to show up in a black T-shirt and bring a white one spare so that when we... Maybe we'll have a practice bout or something.
A scrimmage.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's see how that shows up.
Lots of accessories, it sounds like. A lot of skills. Like, I'm hearing, you know, how to be safe, but maybe learning how to fall properly.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the first thing you learn.
Definitely. All the different ways to fall properly. That was actually a part of our practice last night because it's never something that hurts to overpractice to learn how to fall right.
And it just seems like there's so much going on. How do you get over this initial fear? One, that it's something new that I haven't tried. Two, you're going to get some war wounds. You're going to have some bruising and such. So maybe I'll ask Nitrogen Peroxide. Mm-hmm. Like, what were your? How do you get past this wall of new, scary, and fun?
You know, I never skated until December. And then I decided to go to a boot camp in Juneau, and it was an advanced boot camp. And the idea was just to go and check it out. But I brought all my gear and had everything on, and I was mortified. The first half of the day, I was scared out of my mind. I'm like, I can't stop. I'm just going to hit the wall. I can't stop skating. But it didn't really take too much time. There's our team. We have about 32 skaters on our roster. And everybody it's a big community, and everybody's so helpful. We all kind of take turns teaching the new person just how to stop. It's those little things. If you know how to stop, you have a little more confidence that you're not going to crash into somebody. It's baby steps, but those steps, you know, you reach skating level so quickly. Everybody seems to be, you know, learning so fast.
Yeah, and you made a good point that everyone is really supportive of it's you don't have to feel embarrassed, like, I don't want to fall because I don't want to make a fool out of myself. Right. Like, everyone's so supportive and helpful. And like Nitro was saying, of if a new person is, you know, is having trouble with a plow stop, like, okay, my plow stops are great, I'll go help her with it for a little bit. And that kind of happens with everyone. If someone has a great transition, they'll just go over, like, here's my 2 cents. I'm not, you know, trying to order you how to do it a certain way, but here's what helps for me. And that happens from fresh meat all the way, yeah, through everyone. Everyone helps each other out.
Very. And you know what? When you do something good, someone always busts you for it. Like, wow, that looked really good. You're really making improvements. So, mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's really cool for all these women to be supporting each other.
Well, and have you skated before?
Well, like 30 years ago.
So what attracted you to roller derby?
This one sitting to my left.
She's very charismatic.
Oh, and she can talk you into almost anything. Believe me, I know.
Maybe radio is not the right medium for you. So that's terrific. Roller derby, 2 days, Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m., mm-hmm. and then Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Do you have to do both days, or can you do one or the other?
You could do one or the other, yeah.
And you could pre-register if you wanted. We have an email. Mm-hmm. It's sitkarollerderby@gmail.com. So you could pre-register for that, or you could just walk in. Either day, both days. See what you think.
Yeah, it's a $25 fee for skaters.
Oh, and one thing to add to that, if you are afraid, maybe a little hesitant to get on the track and be a part of the team, we really need refs. We need, gosh, a minimum of, I would say, about 7 mm-hmm. refs. And right now we have 2, and then I know I have one more coming on Saturday, but yeah, if you want a ref.
Male or female?
Male or female on quad skates, but you can use rollerblades for refing. Yeah.
So that's good. And it might be some people decide they want to skate, and then they're like, maybe I want a ref, or mm-hmm. vice versa.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. You can do
that. And the refs train with us.
Yes.
They come to all our practices and they train with us and they're learning.
Doing all the drills.
Yeah. All the rules and all the techniques. And then they're calling us on stuff too.
Yeah. So when we're doing the pack drills where you're kind of bumping each other around, they're the ones inside. So they're making sure that all this bumping around is all legal. So yep. Everyone's learning.
Got to watch those elbows.
Yes.
That is literally some hands-on learning. Also, really quick, you do often have fundraisers. Do you have mm-hmm. one coming up?
We do indeed. We're having Phil the Brewery, the Baranoff Island Brewing Company, on their Wednesday community night on June 5th mm-hmm. from 4 to 8 p.m. Come out. We're having a fresh meet and greet. So if you have questions about derby, if you want to get started, if you just want to hang out and meet all the sickest sound slayers, we'll all be there hanging out from 4 to 8 at BIBCO.
Yeah, we're going to bring a bunch of appetizers to share. And yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? There are a lot of really cute girls on our team. And you know how many are single? It's amazing. Even if you want to meet a slayer, you can come out.
It could be speed dating.
And what's your position?
Very nice. Well, lots of opportunities. So, gentlemen, now you know, $5 viewing fee this Saturday and Sunday. And ladies, don't forget to bring a white and a black t-shirt. If you need more information, call 738-6423, or they can email sitkarollerderby@gmail.com. I'd like to thank my guests, Sinantonic, Ivana Gedanya, and Nitrogen Peroxide. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly.
Bye-bye.